What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
It's time for the people to stand up for themselves. You're listening to the second hour of Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We have a big event coming up this week. It's, inside of a week now. It's Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through the 8th in Breckenridge, Colorado. Rocky Mountain Puff, RockyMountainPuff.com. And that is an event where you can actually come and experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Mountain Hours is a local currency, which is accepted by 38 businesses now. We had our first transaction 6 weeks ago, and we can grow rapidly. The reason being is there is no cost. Well, how can you create money without a cost? Well, the reason how we can do that is basically the people can barter without money. They can get what they need without Federal Reserve notes by bartering. Well, if each of those businesses, in order to make barter more simple, if they were to create a promissory note in the form of a gift certificate, that's all a promissory note is it's a commitment or an obligation to accept. So anyway, they could create gift certificates. Let's say each business in the barter network created a $50 gift certificate. Now they can use the $50 gift certificates and trade those as money. It would not cause any of the individuals anything to do this other than the cost of printing. So what that demonstrates is that the goods and services provided by the producers is the money. They are the money. Their commercial energy, their products and service, they are the money that back the pieces of paper. So the pieces of paper don't have the value, so we can just introduce the pieces of paper and call them Mountain Hours or Ithaca Hours or Mile High Hours, and those pieces of paper can be just given to those businesses. Our particular formula is to give $200. We pay those businesses to be a member of Mountain Hours. We pay them $200 of Mountain Hours. So now they are able to spend those at the other businesses in those networks. The money is denominated in time, and it does not based upon some unknown unit. What is a yen, for instance? I don't know what a yen is, but I do know what an hour is. Everybody in the planet knows what an hour is, so it makes it something. We know what can be accomplished in an hour. I know how much snow I can shovel in an hour, and that would be roughly the amount of snow I could shovel, 100 years ago. So that denomination is fairly, it's a known quantity. Alternatively, if someone has a lot of education, they could make, if they make as a doctor or lawyer, let's say they make $300 an hour, they would make $30 per hour. Alternatively, someone that shoveled snow that did not have, they were unskilled worker, let's call them, they would make 1 hour per hour. So it's not some communist system where that the amount is, everybody's got to work for the same amount. Well, we are going to be going on a break now, but we have on with us Summit Girls for Truth. And one of the leaders of that is Choice. She's got a website, a Facebook fan page, which is Robin-Love. And we will be talking about that right after the break. The rising cost of living, now we're all running deep. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip that used to hit us.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. Yeah, it could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are joined now with our guest from Summit Girls for Truth, Choice. Choice, we are having an event here coming up next week, and you are one of the activists who help get people to businesses to join the local currency network. You're out there on the streets talking to people about Mountain Hours. How does it feel to be part of this initiative? What's it like going out and interacting with people with respect to Mountain Hours?
Going out on the streets of Summit is actually amazing. I'm a real Summit Girl for Truth. I'm not in any way a monetary reform expert, but I am awake. I am, going out, talking with people about truth and love and the abundance of the local currency, Mountain Hours. And it's such a good feeling when I go in and talk to these businesses and talk to the owners, especially female owners, and getting them more engaged and a part of really the love revolution, the love and Mountain Hours revolution. And it's joy. Our energy is of love and of solutions. So lots of smiles, and I mean, it just feels amazing to be a part of it, and it just feels really natural. It just feels like a really natural solution. It just comes so easy, and when you can engage and connect with people on that level, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, let me ask, I mean, everybody has a, you know, ultimately this is an idea, and we're selling this idea of reform, and, you know, people are conditioned to, you know, go along, they don't want to stick their necks out. How do you face the idea of rejection when you talk to a business owner and that, you know, they don't want to do it, they get mad, just even for bringing the topic of Federal Reserve or any kind of change, people don't want to change. How do you deal with that rejection when it does happen?
Sure. Honestly, now going into talking to people, I'm not meeting like angry rejection as I did a few years ago when I was doing a lot of street actions down in Florida, in Tampa, and trying to inform people, about 9/11 truth. And that was a couple years ago, and I feel when I started doing that, I felt more anger, which I was angry at first when I woke up to the truth. You go through stages of grief, you know, anger, denial, all that, or denial, anger, and then from there on. But now, as things have progressed, through the decline of the economy, people knowing that there's something that we need to do something to make our world a better place. So I feel when I go into the businesses, they're a little bit more open. They might be resistant just because they have lack of knowledge. What is a local currency? What does it mean? How do I actually use it? So if I can get time to explain how it's used and how, you know, this is a win-win situation, and, you know, you don't have anything to lose by trying it. And if I can have time to, you know, get the more information across, I have a more warmer resistance. I mean, warmer acceptance of what I'm trying to tell them.
And what would you say when you're going and they're just people, they're business owners, what would you say the biggest question you're asked, the most frequent questions you're asked about the local currency?
I would say, well, number one, how does it work? What do I do with it when I get it? What do I do with the money when I get it? And I have been going around and kind of checking in with all the businesses that have signed up. And when I go in, I'm like, go out and spend it. Go spend your mountain hours. Now that we've signed businesses up and as we're signing more up, don't just sit on it. Go out and put that into circulation. Put our love currency out there into circulation and like let it flow. I'm like, go out, get your, I'm like, I just got my oil changed in my car on Monday with Mountain Hours. I'm like, go spend it. I encourage them to get out there, go grab lunch or whatever they need, whatever businesses are, you know, accept Mountain Hours. I am encouraging them to go out there and use it because that's the biggest question. They want to know, how does this affect me in a finite manner? And so I would say that would be the biggest question.
Yeah, that's it's just like I like the way you said that. Let the love currency flow. And that's the whole idea. We are taking calls. So listeners, please do call in if you have questions for Choice or Mountain Hours. It's 877-488-5350, 877-488-5350. The other thing that, you know, we kind of bump into is, you know, this whole idea of, you know, it's a grieving process when we move toward truth, just as you're indicating. And what are the steps for that? Like I think that's the, you know, general basis of your Facebook. It's a fan page, or is it a .com?
It's a fan page, and I mean, basically, whenever you come up against, you know, a whole new realm of thinking, like becoming awake, you have to let go of your old life. You have to let go of your old way of thinking and your old matrix world. You have seen the light or beginning to see the light, and that can be scary at first. So change can be scary, but it doesn't have to be. If you embrace change and shed light on it, it takes its power away. So we need to not be afraid of these changes. I mean, these truths can sometimes be scary. But we have to come from a place of love and acceptance and a place of growth. And just know that we're all going through that at the same time, and we're not alone. And I think in the Matrix world, we're completely isolated from one another. But in the Love Revolution, we are trying to connect with people's souls and give love. And it's an abundant, loving environment that we are now stepping into. So we can embrace our fear and step forward in love. And I think that is huge in any sort of change, especially for the change that we need right now.
Can you get deeper into the psychological aspects of that? Basically the steps of grieving. I liked how you were articulating that. In each of the steps, and we always think of that like with somebody dying, but we don't apply that to how we have to let go of that person is the same way that we have to let go of our past reality. How does that grieving process work in steps?
Well, first of all, denial is the first step. And just to go back to when I became aware of 9/11 and 9/11 truth, at first you get the information and you're in denial. I think the first two are the most important to get over, the denial, like, no, this isn't happening, no, that's not true, to then anger, how dare you tell me this, how dare you speak against our country, how dare you say that the government isn't here for us, you go through that. Once you get through that, and then there's some other stages after that, but the final is acceptance. So if we accept and surrender to the truth, no matter what truth it is, whether if you have a drinking problem or you have, anger, whatever it is, or just acceptance of the corruption of the global elite, and we just have to embrace it and then unify and share that with each other. And again, it takes its power away once we expose it and embrace whatever truth it is. We think in the beginning in denial that we don't want to face.
Yeah, it's many people make the analogy with our attachment to a state that is abusive. So we have this abusive relationship, and we hold on to it, and many people will love their abuser. It's like a Stockholm syndrome, and so there's many psychological aspects that come into play. What do you think about this whole idea where people just, they choose to remain in denial and just love their abuser?
Well, sure. And that's what the system, the Matrix system, the propaganda, that's what they want us to do. We're habitual creatures. We are raised to watch, nightly news and think that that's accurate, and we've been programmed for so long. So to our defense, we have been, hypnotized by our TVs and programmed to believe all of this propaganda. On top of that, we are habitual creatures, so it's easy to stay in that rut, even though it's not, it's only taking from us and making, chipping away at our souls. But I think once you can realize that that's what's going on, you can start to break away from it, and just come together with other people and talk and communicate and go from there.
Yeah, that's totally accurate. We've got a break. We'll be right back after this with Choice from the Summit Girls for Truth.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally
annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, we all shine on. Everyone, come on. Here's some karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you off your feet. Better recognize your brothers. Everyone you meet.
You're listening to Mountain Hours. Wayne Walton, and our guest is Choice from the Summit Girls for Truth. Summit County is the home, the international destination for snowboarding and skiing during the summer months. They have major mountain bike races and road races for biking, and it's just a just monstrous abundance with respect to recreation. It's just beautiful. There's still snow on the peaks around here, even though we had a short snowing season this year. Also, we've got a Dillon Reservoir, so it's unique, and we've got a mountain lake that you can go boating on. It's just a spectacular place to be, and it's our home. Choice, what would you say... what's unique about Summit County, why that this is an excellent place to start a local currency for alternative-minded people?
Colorado, first of all, is rad. And the people of Colorado are rad. And we already have, even within my friends and people that I know outside of Mountain Hours, it's just a real tribe feeling. Like, we rely on each other. We're there for each other. I'll help, like Lizzie, hopefully she can call in. Like, we I'll do things for her. She does things for me. It's just a love for each other. Like, I'll go and get her daughter when she's at work. And so it's already a loving barter system that's why Colorado is so awesome. And a lot of people are already barter services. So for the local currency here, it's just such an easy fit. Because the mindset's already geared that way of love and unity and just, maybe it's just the Rocky Mountain High, but it's amazing. And I think that's a perfect place for, mountain hours to start here because it's such an easy fit. And,
We both did quite a bit of activism in Florida, and the vibration of people here, even if you're to go directly into 9/11 truth, it's much easier to talk to people here about controversial issues because their vibration is different. I found it. Don't you agree with that? It's easier to talk about all kinds of topics here than in Florida.
I think it's just people who are just more open to have these conversations. It's kind of like coffee house conversations. We were there the other night at the Crown engaging and talking about local currency and organic foods. And we had people eavesdropping and bringing them into the conversation. It was amazing. And all of a sudden, there was a group of us talking, and just our souls were on fire, lots of smiles. People wanting to come into the conversation rather than to put their hands up and go, okay, never mind, I've got to get to the mall. Not that there's anything wrong with the mall, but, heads buried in the sands rather than choosing to engage in these necessary conversations.
Yeah, it's it's a more spiritual sort of lifestyle here. And, like in Florida, it's at this time of the year, it's raining, it's hurricane season, it's 100% humidity, that people almost, you gravitate to going and being in indoors, being in air conditioning, being at the mall. Whereas here, it's so beautiful out that you want to be outside. It's inviting, it's beautiful, the landscape's spectacular. It makes you interact with other human beings. And that interaction leads people on into deeper conversations. So that is what is the mission statement or what is the purpose of Robin Love? It's a Facebook fan page. What is why should listeners go there and check it out?
Sure. Basically, Robin Love is this huge supporter of using our spirituality, having a closer connection with your higher power or whatever, your spirituality, your communication with nature, whatever each person wants to call it, using that to heal ourselves along with natural organic foods, natural medicines, to get ourselves off of New World Order poisons, psychotropic drugs that, if you go to a treatment center for alcohol, whatever, they want to pump you full of psychotropic drugs. It's horrific to see that. It just makes it worse. So I'm a firm believer and a walking example of organic foods, how that's helped heals your body, which heals your mind, soul, and body, and organic natural medicines. And so then once you've healed yourself that way, then you can look, go even deeper and find out what your passion is and how you can use your passion in the world for yourself and to help others.
Yes, very well put. That's a big part, and that's what allows what is permitted to occur in a usury-free society. More people can focus on their unique ability. They can learn about their human artistry. They can delve deeper into what makes them excited and where they can, how that they can learn how to make money from their passion. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back with Choice from the Summit Girls for Truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan states the truth as to who the real sovereign is in the United States. The politicians are puppets in an act of political theater. The politicians are there to insulate the parasitic users. And as the exponentially compounding budget is debt, as the exponentially compounding debt consumes budgets, we will be faced with austerity. And that's what's going on now. That debt is consuming the budget, and we are either going to face higher taxes or decreased budgets. And through that process, the politicians are there to conceal that. They're there to their ineptitude is put on display so as to insulate the people from the fact that exponentially compounding debt is really what the problem is. We need to have a universal debt jubilee. And we have a caller here. Charlene, can you hear?
Hi, Wayne.
Hello, Charlene. This is Mountain Hours, and I'm glad you're calling in. Did you have a question for Choice?
Yes. I'm actually out here on the road driving around, so I'm going to ask the question, and then I'll probably get off and listen. I just wanted you to explain just a little bit more about how do the mountain hours actually get into the circulation? Because I was under the impression that, like, let's say if you went to a restaurant and you gave them a $10, you know, Federal Reserve note, that they would then maybe give you a $5 beer and $5 change in mountain hours. Is that correct, or is it some other way?
No, that's correct. I mean, you can ask for your change back in mountain hours, so then you can have it to go spend elsewhere. So that is correct. And Wayne, did you want to add on to that?
Yeah, that's how an individual, like let's say somebody came to Summit County, you know, either during PUF or at any time, they can go to any of the businesses on the directory and purchase some item, as you described, Charlene, and then ask for their change in mountain hours. The way the currency actually gets into circulation, the way it's goes from me, I'm the handler, let's call it, or the clerk that distributes it. I can't spend it, but what I do is I take pieces of paper that look like mountain hours. Once the business, we pay them in mountain hours, they then sign those pieces of paper, and then that individual, by signing them, create those pieces of paper and transform them into money or mountain hours. So that's the way it gets from, say, the printer to the business. So now the business gets $200 every 3 months. So the business is listed on the directory. We'll have those, you know, $200 every 3 months, and they can then change them out. They can go spend them. They can hold on to them and wait for somebody to exchange them for Federal Reserve notes. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Like I say, it's hard to hear since I'm driving on the road here, but I guess my curiosity is whether you're exchanging a Federal Reserve note for a mountain hour. And so do you retire a Federal Reserve note for a mountain hour?
No. And that's one of the things is people, you know, that are concerned with inflation, that we have, you know, the idea of inflation means that we have too much money. And that is not the case. People are bartering because they don't have enough Federal Reserve notes. So we actually need to put more currency into circulation. We do not retire them when they get exchanged like that, because the you know, the mountain hour existed alongside the Federal Reserve note. Another way to view this is they're complementary currencies right now, because Federal Reserve notes aren't doing their job in creating abundance. They need a complementary currency to assist them in creating abundance. So it, for instance, Choice said that, you know, she was lacking Federal Reserve notes, so she has earned mountain hours by getting new businesses to sign up. So she went and bought and paid for an oil change with mountain hours.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I sign a business up, I get paid in mountain hours. And also, too, other businesses that take mountain hours, if you work for them, you can ask to get your bonuses or part of your pay in mountain hours, and it's up to the employer and the employee if they want to do that.
Okay, I get it. So you're saying that you can retire a Federal Reserve note, so then it's an even exchange. But you can also just get mountain hours in exchange for your time and your labor and such.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. All right, thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Charlene.
And that was Charlene Holt of MusiciansForFreedom.com. We like to really amplify female voices in the truth movement, because, you know, typically when you go to a truth movement, it might be like 90 or 95 percent guys. And the reason that we need women to become part of this movement is that when women start taking that bold step, it makes it safe for other women to join the resistance. And we need, you know, so many men that are in this are very angry. And we need women to, you know, kind of speak to them and help them go through that grieving process, because some, you know, I'm speaking for myself, like I'm not very adept at that. And isn't that one of the the goals of Robin Love, the Facebook fan page?
Absolutely. I was just going to say, and anger usually comes, again, every emotion we have stems from either love or fear. And fear is false evidence appearing real. So if we can remove or embrace the fear and supplement it with love, we can lose the anger. And I think women, we're by nature, we're loving. I mean, we bear life, you know, so we have this natural ability to comfort and love. And I think that's so important in this movement. Like you said, I mean, there's a lot of, it's male dominated right now. But, you know, I'm very active on Facebook, and there's a lot of wonderful, awesome, intelligent, awake women, and that we're finding our footing and we're finding our voices. And also, too, I'm Charlene, I don't know if you're still listening, but I also wanted to thank you, too, because she's been helping and gathering information for the PUF event. So that's just awesome to have that support. So I didn't tell you thank you, so hopefully you're still listening. And more women and the businesses that I go into that are owned by women, I'm wanting to bring them on the show. They've got just, you know, a wealth of information and life experience that they can bring to the Mountain Hours Revolution, which is a love revolution. And the more love we can get to that and the more women that can share that is exactly what we need. I mean, it's exactly what we need.
Yeah, it's a definitely a different vibration that when women come out to truth events, it's just that they're more nurturing. Their natural nature is more nurturing. And, when you're a truther, by definition, you have so many people attacking you from so many points that we need to build community that we can, go somewhere safe and be among our community and, feel comforted, you can have more conversations about more meaningful things. And it's truly pioneering. It's great to have women involved in this movement because it just makes it so it's not so arduous. It makes it more fun. That's a big part of it. It makes it more fun. And don't you notice that when more girls come out, it just makes it more fun. It's not so dark and grim.
You know, I'm not even girls. I mean, when more families and kids, honestly, when we are out on the power boards promoting, which is another great recreation Breckenridge has to offer, is we power board electric skateboards through town promoting Mountain Hours, and it brings families out, moms and dads and kids, and we all put them on the power boards, and everyone gets a turn, and everyone gets to ride, and it's like instant joy. And so you're bringing, you're bringing the whole family unit, and that encompasses moms, dads, daughters, and it's such a great feeling of community. And it's joy. It's total joy. And it's just one of that's what we want to give. So we're succeeding in that small microcosm of Mountain Hours Revolution through interacting with the families and teaching them and getting them on the power boards just to have fun.
Yeah, just for listeners that aren't familiar, a power board is an electric skateboard, and this entire community is based upon snowboarding and power boarding or longboarding, which is just a longboard skateboard. On the lake, there's places that you can go around here up in another reservoir where you can go wakeboarding. So this is a very board-friendly community, and when we bring out these electric skateboards, which go crazy fast, and by the way, they will be available at Rocky Mountain PUF, and we're at our events. We're going to have them so you can come out and ride them and hang out, and what's so cool about powerboarding is that any person, even if they've never skateboarded before or snowboarded, this is far easier than either one of them. So we can get anybody on a board, and they're having a good time. And when people are smiling, this is a different sort of initiative. We, at our events, everybody's having fun. And, you know, literally Choice is one of the instructors for that. Choice, have you ever had anybody that has been unable to powerboard?
No. No, not yet. I've had some people resistant to not want to, but I easily use my powers for good to say, no, come on, get on, try it, which is actually a perfect, like, analogy of what I do when I go in and talk to businesses about mountain. I was like, come on, get on, try it. Try it. It's fun. And it's instant, you know, it's instant joy. And that's what really the local currency is. We can decide to have, like, instant joy and abundance by just choosing to get on, by choosing to take, you know, take the choice, make the step to do it. So it's a perfect little analogy to what we're trying to do on a grander scale.
Yeah, on my outro is Bill Hicks, the comedian, and his monologue. You know, just like you're articulating, it's, you know, we can choose fear or we can choose love. It's just the choice. And as soon as we choose to use this alternative currency, like in big numbers, we can have abundance this year. It can happen all, the whole love revolution, this emancipation can happen in a matter of weeks. Because as fast as we can expand this idea of abundance through a revolution in the monetary system, we can have an entirely different world. Like, isn't what do you think? How does that relate to your moniker of Choice?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's because life is about choices, and you can choose love or you can choose fear. And obviously, we're going to, you know, have a monetary revolution, but it's also like a revolution of the mind, to quote Flavor Flav. But it's a revolution of the mind. It's a revolution of our way of thinking, which I think, like, again, when you change into a new realm of thinking, it can be scary, but it's okay. And that's why we need women's loving energy and just every male and female's loving energy to say, no, it's okay. We can have this, and we can have it right now.
Yeah, I like it that, you know, we want to provide a platform where, you know, literally inviting callers, and maybe that'll be like a feature of, you know, maybe part of your show is just have female callers calling in and just talking about, you know, often there's conflict in relationships, where, you know, let's say the husband is awake and the, wife is resistant to that. Can you, you know, articulate how that can be resolved? How can those two souls coexist when one is moving toward truth and the other one's, you know, taking the blue pill?
You know, I think it's just really in that situation. I've known, had close friends that went through that thing, and they had went through a lot of turmoil. The husband was awake and the wife really wasn't, and kind of didn't really believe, and then would resent the husband for being active in truth. And I think it really comes down to love and acceptance. You have to love and accept that person for their beliefs and where they are, awake or not. You know, you can't be like, I'm awake, so I'm better than you, and you need to believe what I believe. Because that's coming from force, and that's exactly what we're going up against. We don't want to be told how to live and what to eat and what GMO foods and to vaccinate our children and the H1N1. I don't want to be told and judged. So I think you just have to love that person and accept them. And hopefully, you know, through education and through your own actions, educate through your own actions, actions, not words. And, you know, if we set that, then, you know, hopefully we can lead by example and others will follow.
It's the Summit Girls for Truth is a weekly, you know, an hour-long show, and we want people who are undergoing these struggles at home and to provide a place where they can get some counseling, to get some nurturing, and that's what a Choice of Robin-Love does. We want callers to call in and basically, you know, voice some of these problems or concern. the number, the call-in number here, we don't got a lot of time, but please log this into your phone. It's 877-488-5350. Where else where you get this kind of counseling? And that's a big part of the problem. One of the couple that we're describing, that they were both going to counselors who the counselors are trained in the Matrix medicine. So when you go in there and you're talking about, the New World Order and all that sort of stuff, you could be diagnosed as crazy or something, So it creates a very difficult circumstance when you don't have a place where you can go and speak to somebody. And that's what we want to create with this 1 hour weekly broadcast, the Summit Girls for Truth, are here to help you go through your grieving, give you some tips to speak to other people about how to go through that process, how to go through this. It's an.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we have on as our weekly guest, Choice with Summit Girls for Truth. And Choice, what would you say? What would make PUF a meaningful event to you? That make it memorable? What would be an idea that as a takeaway that we should have? A little event for or activity at PUF to make it more memorable?
I think, well, as we were talking before, I think when the monks come to play, which are going to be, it's going to be amazing. I'm so stoked that they're coming. Every time I hear them, which hasn't been a lot live, I've seen a couple, it's absolutely phenomenal. But I think if we can have that, if we can all get on the same frequency, get on the frequency, a love frequency, and resonate that, when people congregate together with one purpose or come together in love, it's powerful. We're unifying our energy. When we do that, I mean, we can, it's just spark that to and then to take it home and to carry it with us, carry it home with us. So I think if we can just get that same frequency and come together, maybe, you know, just love each other as for our minds and our interesting conversation and solutions and just leave there, almost leave puff as if you've just left a retreat where you're just filled with your spirit, filled with love and just filled with, like, you just want to bust because you've come from and got energy from such a good place. And then we can take that home with us and share it with our loved ones and other loved ones and pass it on and pass it forward, really.
Yeah, it's just like it's the sharing the love currency, not just Mountain Hours the currency, but it's the vibration. And
yeah.
What's unique about this is, this is Robin Love. This is the love revolution. And what would you say, you know, why is it important to have both love and truth in the, during the awakening?
Well, you have to have both. You can't have love without truth and truth without love. Because, I mean, truth, sometimes truth hurts. Sometimes truth can be scary, especially when you first learn it. Whatever kind of truth that is, a personal truth or a global economic truth or a New World Order truth, a genocide, whatever truth that is. But you have to back that up with love. Otherwise, the fear will take over and destroy you. Destroy you personally, destroy you spiritually, destroy us as a country. They have to go hand in hand. One begets the other, and one will catch, you know what I mean? Love will be there to cradle you underneath the truth when if it's scary. And you just can't, I think they just go hand in hand.
Yes, it's truth and love. We need both in the revolution. We're not just truthers, we're truthers and lovers. You have two options. You can choose love or fear. The powers that be want us to be immersed in fear because it reduces our capacity to solve problems. It makes us, it reduces us. It keeps us in the box. And by willing to step out of the box, we can create a better ride with better rules. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.